Concrete?
Hey, is Richard in?
No, I'm sorry, he isn't. Can I take a message?
Yeah. Do you happen to know when he's me back in, though?
Well, he's here. He's just out in the back loading.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Yeah, can you let him know that Nico from the Bank of Cardiff called?
Bank of Cardiff? Okay.
Yeah. And then Nico's spelled N-I-K-O.
Okay.
And my direct line's 858-779-0432.
Okay.
Yeah, just let him know I called. I'm actually following up with him here. I don't know if he's going to remember, but we spoke a couple quarters ago about some of the programs that we had to offer, the working capital equipment financing, and he told me to give him a call back towards the end of the year because he didn't have anything planned at the time.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
No extension on that? That's a direct
line? No, that would be my direct line.
All right.
Yeah, how's business been for you guys since I was last in contact? You guys starting to pick up towards the end of the year here?
Yeah, as soon as we got done with that heat wave.
Okay, yeah, I could imagine. You guys start trying to be out there in the field when it's extremely hot out. It's kind of dangerous, right?
Correct.
That's good. Is this typically like the busy time for you guys?
Yes, fall's always busy.
Oh, hey, that's not a bad thing, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, does Richard usually bring on new equipment when the busy season hits? Is that why
no.
he kind of told me to follow up with him?
He would basically be, if he's looking for anything, it's towards the end of the busy season. That's when he actually will make plans to either put in new equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we'll do is we'll actually go on a 10 to 12 week layoff, sort of a partial layoff, and then they start up again come March 15th. So if he's going to do anything, he normally does it during the colder months. That's when he can make most of his better decisions.
Yeah, oh, okay, so does he kind of, follow, the way that I'm understanding is that he goes through the jobs and then he evaluates whether or not he needs new equipment based off, you know, if something breaks down or if he might need to replace something?
Right, or having an understanding of what's going to happen come March 15th.
Okay.
For a fact that he's actually looking at a new batch plant right now, trying to make a decision on whether he wants a second plant up. So.
Okay. How's that going to help the business?
Oh, basically that doubles our output of what we can do in a given hour.
Wow, doubling the outputs sounds like it could be very beneficial.
Correct.
Is there something that's kind of holding him back? Is he just like really deciding whether or not this is the correct move right now?
Well, that, but also he's looking at the actual equipment itself, different brands, the makes of it,
mm-hmm.
the better plant, that kind of thing.
Right. Does he typically, you sound very familiar with the finances of the company. Does he typically finance through the local bank that you guys use?
No, actually his last equipment loans for equipment was with Direct Capital.
Ah, yes, I know them very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we offer the dual part, the equipment financing and working capital. Is there a reason why he doesn't normally go through his local bank? Is it just because he needs the cash immediately and doesn't want to wait for the bank to give him an answer?
No, actually we're pretty good with our bank. I think basically Direct Capital offered him a better deal than our bank did on that finance.
Okay, well, hopefully I can at least be of a resource to him. That's probably why he told me to follow up, just to check in and see how business was going and if he's still looking to do that or if he eventually decides to do that. I would have loved to at least throw my hat in the ring, kind of be another resource for him here if he decides that, if he's shopping for rates to see what he can get, if he gets a better price for it. If you want to let him know that I gave him a call, I'd really appreciate that.
Not a problem. I'll make sure he gets the message.
Yeah, just in case, I'm sorry, I also didn't catch your name.
Pat?
Pat, mm-hmm. does Richard have an email address? Just to let him know that I called, is that an easier way of getting a hold of him?
I would just send it to his personal, which is R-I-C-K. CORNELY@yahoo.com. That's the one he checks first.
Okay, let me read this back to you. So that's Rick and then CORNEY@yahoo.com?
No, N-E-L-Y.
Oh, N-E-L-Y. Okay. All right, yeah, and, you know, hopefully I would love to see if there's something we can do for him at least in regards to getting some at least equipment financing in place because, hey, what's not better than saving some money instead of spending too much per month, right?
Correct, correct.
So this was it like a plant that you need the equipment for? Kind of explain this to me a little more because I'm not too familiar with this type of equipment that he's looking at.
Well, basically the only equipment he'd be looking to buy would be mixer trucks themselves, that kind of thing. That would be on-road equipment.
Right.
I don't think he's in the shop for any off-road equipment at the time. And like I said, the batch plant, that is primarily a structure, metal structure, bins, silos, things like that. They run anywhere from 135 to 235,000. But like I said, I'm not really sure where his mind is at this point as far as what it is he's looking to do first.
Right, so I mean, once he decides which is going to be the best call, does he go for the plant or does he bring on some new mixer trucks? I would imagine though that it'd probably go in this order. He get the plant first and then would need the new trucks to kind of follow along with that since production's going to increase.
Correct. And you don't want to go over your head either, so.
Yeah, of course not. I mean, you don't want to expand too fast, right? How long have you guys been in business over there?
Oh, it's been about, I don't know, 18 years.
Have you been there for that long?
Yep.
Wow, that's impressive.
Yep.
And I would imagine you've seen the ups and downs of the business, get through the hard times. And so would you say, you would say that you guys are in the growing stages again, right?
Correct.
That's awesome. Correct. That is good to hear. Now, a lot of my customers, they've, you know, hit their ups and downs, but they say that this is a really solid year for them because everybody just seems to be in the uptick, and that's not a bad thing. Growth is never a bad thing because if you're growing, you need to be growing at a good rate and not expanding too rapidly because otherwise you hit a little bump in the road and that can hurt the business.
Correct.
But if he does do this, if he does go this path and wants to grow the business the correct way, I'd love to at least help him out in regards to doing the equipment. Or do you happen to know, does he need extra money for the business, like extra capital to make purchases?
I would think at this point his cash flow is very good.
Okay, that's good.
I know they basically, like I said, when they go into their partial down season, they actually bank and pay their bills ahead of time by 3 months so as not to be bothered with them during that 12 weeks. So I believe their cash flow is good right now.
And I don't hear that often where people look ahead. Most of my clients, they sometimes run into the trouble of paying the day of, you know.
No, we don't like that at all, no.
Yeah, it promotes a little bit of a problem here.
Right, exactly. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. So, you know, it's good to know that at least you guys are great on cash flow, and if there's the opportunity to help out at least on the equipment side, like I said, I love to help them out and see what we can do. I'm going to shoot him over an email, and if you don't mind passing the message along to him that I called, I would really appreciate that. And just to confirm the email one more time, can you read it again to me? Sorry.
Sure. It's rickcorneley@yahoo.com.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I'll shoot him over a message. Hopefully he gets that, and if something comes up, he can get in contact with me. Do you know... so there's a better time to follow up if I don't hear back from him?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. Like I said, I will make sure he gets this. I'll have him check his emails as soon as he gets down here, and he can shoot you back a yes or no or a maybe. How is that?
That sounds like a plan, Pat. Appreciate the help.
Okay.
You have a great rest of the day. Take care, okay?
You too now. Bye-bye.
Bye.